And with that, we are now going to move to item 16, CSP Park and Resort Summer Outlook.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, Regional Park Supervisor for Western South Dakota. With me today is Josh Maltz, the CEO for Ram Coda Companies. We're just going to give you a brief update of what we're expecting the summer to look like. And here at the park and throughout the region, if I was going to predict, I'm going to say it's going to be an average year. Due to the economy we're facing, high gas prices, not sure what's going to drive people. I think that's going to be the biggest impact, more so from the out-of-state people that we see in the park. 80% of our use here in Custer State Park is primarily from out-of-state. So, and then I know like Angostura will get some regional traffic. Belfouche is quite local. And then up at Shade Hill is kind of a mix of that regional traffic again. So I think if any of us are impacted the most, it could be the park. But with that, It's hard to depict right now because what we've seen over the last several years, the trend is where people are still, your outer staters are making that year in advance reservation for us. It's more of our regional traffic that's waiting that 2 to 3 weeks out, see what's available, see what the weather's going to do, are we coming or not. So that's where we're focusing our marketing efforts this year, is more on those regional people that are trying to make that decision. And we're going to keep looking at our reservations before, you know, that 2 to 3 weeks window out, and through local ads on TV, and then targeted marketing through social media channels is what we're going to do to hit those people and let them know that we do have open sites in Custer State Park. There's this phenomenon that we're always full, and we typically are, but yet we still want to get it out, especially a year like we're going to experience this year, that there is room, pack up the family, come on out and see us. So that's why I think it's going to be, we're optimistic that we're going to have a strong year. But I'm not predicting a record year right now, and hopefully I'm wrong when we're back this fall, but we'll see what happens. You don't know with the hype of the 250th anniversary of the country and 4th of July and what they end up doing at Mount Rushmore, you know, if we get any moisture or not, if they do have fireworks at all or not. So we did get some good press on April 21st. It was actually showed on April 22nd, but Good Morning America came out here and did a recording on Custer State Park, the bison and all that. And according to Lydia, who does a lot of our marketing for us, she said, Matt, this may not sound like a big deal, but it was big. Out of a 90-second run, Custer State Park got 45 seconds, so we got half of that time of that airtime on that. So she had a lot of fun with the group and really enjoyed doing that. So she does a great job for us with that. But with that, staff are excited. We're ready for another season. It's been a long winter, I'm not going to lie. We're looking forward to hopefully some moisture and just seeing what summer brings. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Josh.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling, Commissioners. Fortunately for us, our summer outlook season looks very strong. Our advanced bookings for the resorts are well ahead of last year at this same time, pacing well ahead. A lot of that is weddings, social groups, reunions, things like that. So we're, you know, whether it'll be a record year, that remains to be seen, but I think we'll have an above average year for us. So again, very excited for the upcoming season, fully staffed. We seem to be in a really good position from a staffing standpoint. Food and beverage is always a challenge for us. We have all of our chefs that returned from last year. So, very excited about what's ahead of us. Want to thank Matt and his team. I was reminded the last couple of days, I got a board meeting next week and putting together a PowerPoint and going through all the pictures of the damage that was done from the windstorm. You know, you kind of forget, and we kind of switch modes after it happened. You're in cleanup mode. And when you see all those pictures, you realize, man, where we've come today versus where we were at even 90 days ago, 60 days ago, it's pretty remarkable. So thank you to Matt and his team and all the Game Fish and Parks for helping us clean this place up and getting us in the shape that it's in today. So, um, So with that, I wanted to share with something with you guys, too. I don't know, for those of you that don't see, read the Sioux Falls Business Journal, there was a nice article that was put out about Custer State Park Resort. For those of you that know, Scott Stern, he was the former commissioner with the GOED under Governor Dugard. We have hosted his family's, his daughter's weddings there, and there was a really nice article that was posted that Scott was gave us a favor and loved to talk about it. So those stories are always great to hear and great to read. And Scott called me and said, I hadn't talked to him for a while, and said, Josh, I want to do something for you. And he knows some of the people on the eastern side of the state and knows Jody Schwann. And so they put together this article, which was very good. So wrapping up a few projects here. As you guys see, the addition to the event barn, that'll be very well received from an operations standpoint. We're looking forward to using that, and not working out of a big enclosed trailer when we serve the governor's dinner and all of our weddings that we have down here. So that's exciting. And some of the other things that we have just finished up, we did the elevator up at Sylvan Lake Lodge in the main lodge. But everything else was just kind of taking care of the infrastructure, a lot of roofs, a lot of staining of the buildings and maintaining. And, you know, the parks, like Matt said, we need some moisture, but from the resort side, the buildings are looking very nice. So, in addition to that, we worked really hard on partnering with the Parks and Wildlife Foundation over the winter. We implemented a roundup program at all of our retail outlets. And just in the last several days, we've raised about $500 with the few amount of people that have been through the park up to this point. So when things really start humming, there's going to be some nice donations for the Parks and Wildlife at the end of the season. So nice. With that, I'll open it up for any questions.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? I do have one, and it's probably for both of you. And Matt, you mentioned the 250th. Is the park and or Aramco to companies, the facilities within, are we doing anything or partnering with anybody for that 250th anniversary?
Yeah, we are partnering with the Platte Creek Brewing Company for the America 250th beer. They didn't anticipate the influx of orders that Aramco to companies as a whole has ordered from Custer State Park to across the state. So the distributors are running a little short on product right now. But we have implemented that. We actually do have some of that at the Game Lodge. They were only able to give us a couple of cases, and I had to pull some strings for that. But we do have it for you guys. But as far as any other special events, we aren't planning anything at this time. We do have, obviously, a full house for those 4 or 5 days already booked out for that. So it'll be a busy couple of weeks for us.
For Custer State Park and the rest of the region, we're taking part in the statewide initiative, the 250th. Get your families out, take the photos that we've partnered with the independent insurance agents throughout South Dakota, and there'll be weekly prize drawings for each region. So as the weeks go on, and then there'll be a grand prize at the end of the summer. So it's just promoting where to get families out here, take pictures of them out in the outdoors. They can submit those photos for a weekly drawing. And then at the end of the summer, there'd be a grand prize drawing for it. So that's kind of how we've been promoting it. I know our programming staff are working some different things into some of the programming throughout the summer as well. But, that's kind of wraps it up in a nutshell is what we're doing. So.
Very good. Additional questions, comments? Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, Josh, to all your staff and yourself. I mean, your continued focus on customer experience is second to none, and we greatly appreciate that as a collaborative partnership with Game Fish and Parks. It shows when customers come here, obviously the experience they have is a lot of times life-changing and very memorable, and that's a testament to you and your staff. So thank you for that continued effort. Also, thank you on behalf of the Parks and Wildlife Board for putting that Roundup campaign in action. That's a big deal. Looking forward to the results of that throughout the summer, and we'll put those dollars to good use as well. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Secretary.
Very good. Thank you both for the update and for the cleanup. Matt, you shared with us what the storm did last month, and now that we're here and we get to see it, I can definitely see the work that was put into it, and job well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Staff worked very well together to make it all happen. So thank
you. Good. Thank you both. And with that, we are just shy of 5 p.m. Mountain Time, so we are going to call it for today. Thank you all for a very good discussion on all of the issues that the commission had to take up today. Tomorrow, we will begin at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. Until then, we will be
at ease
until 8 a.m. tomorrow. Thank you.